Baie welkom by ons getuienisprogram Draaipunt en baie dankie dat jy tyd maak en dit nogal op 'n Vrydag aand om in te skakel om te kom luister na die wonderwerke wat God elke dag in mense se lewens doen. Ek is Lorraine Katske en as ek sê dis vir my voorreg, bedoel ek dit om week na week net weer saam met die persoon in die ateljee die Here se naam groot te maak. Maar onthou, as jy 'n getuienis het, moenie stil bly nie. Moenie nalat om dit met ons te deel nie, want jy sal regtig nooit weet wie se lewe jy daardeur gaan raak nie. So, SMS net vir my die woord draaipunt en jou naam en dan bel ek vir jou terug, maar jy kan natuurlik ook 'n WhatsApp stuur. Iemand wat reageer het daarop sit by my in die ateljee vandag. Dis Anne Smith. Anne, baie welkom. Dis so lekker om jou weer in die ateljee te hê.
Baie dankie, Lorraine. Dis 'n plesier om hier te kan wees.
En ek weet, Anne, jy sê altyd, jy wil nooit stil bly oor wat die Here in jou lewe doen nie. Ons het van tevore, en dis al 'n hele rukkie, paar jaar gelede, het ons al gesels hoe God wonderbaarlik vir jou in jou lewe ingegryp het en jou gesondheid herstel het en wat meer is. Ons het die foto's gehad om dit te bewys. Nou, jy sit hier vandag, die toonbeeld van gesondheid, eintlik lyk jy sommer pragtig vandag, regtig. Ek moet vir jou sê. Maar jy was onlangs weer in 'n siekbed en God het homself weer getrou bewys. Vertel vir ons jou storie.
Baie dankie, Lorraine. Good morning to all listeners out there. My name is Anne Smith and it's a wonderful pleasure to be able to can share my testimony once again with each and everyone out there. This is my second time I'm giving my testimony off on Radio Tigerberg. And it will be the third time that God healed me instantly. Mm. The first time I got ill and there was no hope that I would make it. It was just a matter of time. Mm. That was in the year 2014. Then again, no hope again. It was in the year 2016. That I got sick again. Lorraine is very aware that I was here at the time to come share my testimony. Then last year in October, I became very ill once again. For 2 weeks, I couldn't eat. At the same time, I was staying out in the Athlone area. For that 2 weeks, I lived on juice, I lived on water, and I lived on jelly. I couldn't get in food. While I was laying there very weak, weighing 35.
Wow.
I said to myself, tomorrow I'm going for a walk. The next day I went to the shop and the neighbor 3 doors away from us said to me, you look sick. You look ill. Then I said, no, I am not, because now I know something is not right. But I said, no, nothing is wrong. That evening come, as I remember, the lady that said to me that I was sick, apparently she has phoned an ambulance.
Wow. So you must have looked very sick.
Yeah, okay. To people it will look that I look, but to myself I feel, no, I look great, you know. And then the ambulance came and they came to fetch me. I was more than willing to go with them. When I got to the hospital, immediately I was put up a drip. A few tests were done, which was not good at all. More tests were done and they told me that I've got a fungal infection in my whole body and inside every bone of my body. I've got to take an antibiotic tablet for a whole year. While I was also in hospital, I was on 28 drip bags. A doctor also said, if it wasn't for me to come in during that period of that week, I would have died at home.
Wow. Well, I looked at the picture and I can scarcely believe that it's as recent as October last year. You look like a skeleton with blue marks all over your body from the fungal infection.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was in hospital for more than a month and God has healed me once again. For I also need to be very careful that I don't pick up any germ. If I do pick up any germ that goes into my lung, that will cause my death.
Oh, wow. And if I may ask a question here. You're lying in hospital. They're telling you that your whole body is infected with a fungal infection. Your immunity is basically zero.
That's right.
So how does one still trust God, and how do you pray in that circumstance? Because you sit here today, a living proof that God has once again picked you up out of a deathbed almost, and here you sit in beautiful health. So how does one pray in that time?
What I believe is the fact that if you have faith, if you have faith, then nothing is impossible by God. Even at the time when I was in hospital, when I was laying on the bed, and I was just laying there and I was talking to my father, which I normally do all the time.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, Father, this is now the third time this is happening. I know you do have a purpose for my life, but I am in pain. And severe pain. Father, I know they say you shouldn't ask this, but I ask God to take me home. And you know, when I asked God that, the next day he lifted me up. I couldn't walk. I had to have people walking with me. I had like a stick walking when I used to go to the toilet. And that day I just got up and I walked to the toilet and I said, thank you, Jesus.
So your work on earth is not done yet. Now, Anne, we are speaking to listeners today who may be in a similar position or maybe even worse, perhaps a little bit better. But they suffer. They have pain. They may think this is never going to end. And that's why you have indicated that you want to speak to listeners to give us hope. So what message do you have for us?
To all the listeners once again out there, for the third time, God has healed me. Again, do not give up. Have faith, because faith is what carried me through life up till today. If I look at myself, I see other people, I say to God, thank you too for giving me another chance in life. Sometimes we do drift off. We only call out to God when we need him. And sometimes God needs to come down on us for us to make him see that he is God. So all I can say is never give up, no matter your situation, no matter what comes your way. Always pray and have the faith, and that is what will carry you through. I've got the pictures here and I have the proof.
You know, and I looked at the pictures, and it's true what you're saying. God lifted you up out of a very, very bad situation. Now, I always ask guests this. If there's a ladies' prayer group, perhaps, or a church, who want to invite you to come and share your testimony with them, will you be willing to do so? And if you are, will you give us your cell phone number?
It will be a real honor for me. I am more than willing. You can call me on 073-745-3809. I'll just repeat the number again, 073-745-3809. And the name is Anne Smith. I don't do it for money, but I do it for Jesus.
Amen.
I do it for my God.
Amen.
Okay.
Now, that's my guest in the studio today. In ending, Anne, as I saw you today, I saw the same vibrant person again. And if I look at you, I can see that your life motto is have faith and never, ever give up. So if you have a prayer request yourself, what would you want our listeners to pray for you for?
My prayer request today to all listeners out there, please keep me in prayer that God will bless me with my own home, my own house. I've got two grandchildren. I've got a daughter. At this present moment, I said, you know, Father, you know my heart. You know why you healed me again. And I would just like to be reunited with them.
Because I know they're also drifting.
That's right, yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Nou, en as dit die begeerte van jou hart is, dan glo ek met my hele wese dat God daardie begeerte ook vir jou sal vervul. Yeah. sodat, en ek weet wat jou hartsbegeerte is, dat jylle as 'n gesin vastigheid kan hê en 'n anker kan hê, en nie so, dat jou dogter nie so rond te swerf met die kinders nie. Ek glo dit met my hele hart, so ons sal verseker vir jylle bid daarvoor.
Baie dankie, Lorraine. Dis nog iets wat ek wil graag gesê het. Kyk, op die huidige oomblik gaan ek elke maand na die hospitaal om my medikasie op te tel. Mm. So daar is eindelik 'n werk wat ek kan instap hier, want ek moet baie versigtig wees. Mm. So, ek sal dit, ja, ek moet 'n plek kry waar ek weet, you know, that everything, like, you know, I need to be stable.
Mm.
And, especially where I walk, I need to be very careful because after what doctor has said to me at the hospital about the germ, it was a bit very scary. Mm. But I thank God up till today, everything is fine. I take my medication, as said. I go in every month traveling.
Mm.
And I know and I trust God that whatever my request was today, God is going to see to my needs.
Amen on that. En baie dankie dat jy weer inkom. Die Here seën vir jou en ons bid vir jou.
Thank you so much to everybody out there. God bless each and everyone. God's protection over you. God bless and thank you and amen.